What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, I'm really nervous here because this could be the guest of the day, the week, the month, the year here on 93.7 The Fan. We asked intern Dom if he could book Livy Dunn. And I said I would pay him $5,000 if he did. I want to talk to Livy about her experience with Paul here in Pittsburgh, how much Paul loves it here, whether or not he would want to force his way out of town. And I do see, well, don't hang up now that I've said all that. I do see there's someone on hold line 12. If it's Livy Dunn, Dom gets $5,000. If not, there are no repercussions, but we just won't be talking to Livy Dunn. All right, here we go. There's no one there. So you struck out with Livy?
So
did you actually even try?
So I'll make it official. I was not able to book Livy Dunn as a guest. I know. Now I want to make it very, very clear that what started out really as a joke yesterday and me saying I could get her number, I made a very serious effort to try and get her on the show in less than 24 hours, which is a near impossibility for somebody as high profile as her. So, I did try and get her today. I'm thinking, I'm like, well, what's the best way to reach her? I obviously don't have her phone number. I figured if I DM'd her on Instagram or Twitter, there's no way in hell she sees it. So I figured the best method to try and do it was to reach out to her agent and her agency. So, right after I finished producing yesterday, I sat in my car here in the parking lot at Green Tree, and I concocted an email to send to her agent. So I'll read you what I wrote. And,
please.
And you can tell me what you think. As you used to be a producer yourself, and now you're an esteemed host, so maybe you can give me some pointers. So I said, I won't give the guy's name, but I said, Mr. his name. Hoping you are doing well and enjoying the beginning of your summer. I am Dom DiTommaso, a producer at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, a sports radio station.
Good start.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, is actually my first day as the morning show producer, which isn't true.
You lied. I love it.
Flat out lied.
I love it.
And I was tasked with booking Livy Dunn as a guest on the show tomorrow. I think this could be very big for me professionally, and I know that she is represented by you, so I was hoping there could be some way you could get me in contact with her so I can try and get her as a guest tomorrow. And then I said, I know this is a huge request and that she's very in demand, but it is very important for me career-wise.
Laying it on thick.
Yeah, to get her on the show tomorrow.
My
future
in this business depends on this.
Yes, I'd appreciate it if you could help me. Thanks for all your help. And if you need anything from me, just let me know kindly, Dom DiTommaso. I actually almost put, if I don't get her, I will be fired. But I figured that would be a little too much and I didn't want to make the guy feel bad.
I think you send a follow-up email in 2 days and say...
I got fired?
Yeah.
Well, I've not received a response, by the way. That was sent out around 10:30 yesterday, and no response, and no Livy. And now your entire audience is disappointed. And now I look like an a-hole because I'm the guy that said I could get her number.
Well,
now she's not a guest.
You still might be able to, just not in 24 hours time.
So if I can get her at some point in the next year, $2,500?
I'll give you $100.
Well, wait a second. You went from $5,000 to $100? What is this?
Yeah, well, a texter brings up a good point, and they ask, do you even have $5,000? Not really. My wife would have been steaming mad. I was legitimately nervous coming on just now.
Would you have given me $5,000 if I got her?
Be honest.
I want you to be honest. Don't lie.
Yeah, it would have been $5,001 payments over time. It would have been like Bobby Bonilla. But yeah, I'd have paid you. I'm good for my word.
And you would have fired Callis?
I don't have that power. That was a lie. People are mad that I say I don't want to see these NFL players in the 2028 Olympics playing flag football. Here's a text. The owners who pay these guys obviously voted in favor, so I would leave it up to the guys that are actually signing the checks. Yeah, because the owners never make bad decisions. Come on now. The owners every year vote on rule changes that make football harder and harder to watch. And they benefit from gambling being legalized. They benefit from all of us adoring football. We're a captive audience. No matter what they do to the game, we're still going to watch. I think football has gotten less and less watchable the more and more it's gotten popular from reasons even beyond the NFL's control. So just because these owners voted unanimously to send players to play in the 2028 Olympic Games for flag football doesn't mean that they always know what's right. A lot of these guys at times don't know their rear ends from a hole in a wall. Like if Lemieux was voting on the Olympics and said, yeah, in hockey, people would go, oh, it's Lemieux, that's great. Who the hell votes even for the Fenway Sports Group? I'm not going to give them credit because they passed this thing through. 412-928-9370. Here's another text. I think this is a good one. Adding a sport to the Olympics isn't looking to grow their already existing market areas. Take one look at the NBA today. You can maybe understand why this could be huge for the sport of football, or you can just keep with the bag take. The NFL, according to Roger Goodell, is trying to play 16 international games a year. That's how you grow the NFL. Flag football, to me, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I'll admit that, the NFL ain't growing internationally because people are watching flag football. The sport will grow internationally by people watching the NFL. And Roger wants there to be 16 international games a year. That's how you grow the sport. Not by having a watered-down version of football. 412-928-9370. Dom, are you taking heat on the phone lines? Is that what just happened there?
I mean, I'm getting texts from people. You set this up, and now everyone's disappointed in me.
Texter, you should have had Starkey come on with his Hey Bob crank call voice to be the fake Livy Dunn. That would have been great. You should have done that, Dom.
I was thinking about having somebody come on and pretend to be her for like a minute and see if you bought it, but I was like, I don't want to drag it out any more than I have to.
Do you like the international games?
I hate them.
Oh, for God's sakes. You know I'm going to Ireland.
Well, I think that's going
to
be great.
I'm taking scores of people. I think they're most special for the people who get to go, and they're most special for Europeans. And the people in Brazil, who now for a second consecutive year are going to get to go to NFL games. I think it's more special for the people who attend these things. No doubt. But I've always loved the international games because I wake up and there's football on my TV at 9:30. And so I'm going 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You're just adding a new TV window. It's awesome.
Well, it's back to the whole early window of football conversation we had earlier. I do not need football at 9:30 a.m. I want to wake up. I want to have breakfast. I want to enjoy my morning and then get to football. And also the atmosphere isn't the same.
But let's face it. Okay. So I understand what you're saying. But in recent years, there's been a bunch of games that you probably wouldn't have watched. Like, they'd be background noise, or you'd get your fantasy updates through Red Zone. So now, you're eating breakfast, and you got, like, Jags Titans on. What's the big deal? I love it.
And that excites you, Jags Titans at 9:30?
Yeah, because it also, and I think it was Mulsey who brought this up yesterday, it cuts into the pregame shows, which I have no patience for. I hate pregame shows. And maybe I shouldn't say that as a broadcaster. I like ours with Donnie Football and Mark Cabali and Jason Mackey here on 93.7 The Fan. But I've always found that even since childhood and even now in adulthood, I get too amped up watching the pregame shows. Just distract me with real football leading up to more real football. That's what I want. So I love the international games. All right, we'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider, coming up at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, there's a new wrinkle to what I would consider the weirdest story going on in American sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.